And joining us is State Senator Jim Stomas. Jim, how are you today, buddy?
Kevin, I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing well also. And before we went on, you were giving me the itinerary. You've been a busy guy, not only in Lansing, but around the district. But let's start with what's been happening in Lansing.
So in Lansing, we had session this week. And yesterday we had some committees where within the committees we had natural resources. And looking at a couple of different issues to include some of the waterways with legislation that's being proposed, along with there was a proposal regarding deer and just actually trying to sterilize the deer. And so we were taking a look and listening to how they might actually approach that. Representative Cole had that going. On the bill, along with some of the legislation that we were looking at, and I think the Senate passed out after about a year and a half some legislation regarding drones. So we've sent that over to the House where they're going to review it, but it's been working with the stakeholders group for almost 2 years. And so it follows almost, for the most part, the FAA's requirements, but there are some others. So it's one that I think it has a positive start, but I would encourage those that do fly drones to take a look at the legislation, and please let me know if they see concerns or thoughts. But overall, I thought it was a positive step in looking at how we deal with drones going forward. And so, but again, most of it does follow FAA. Along with that, like you said, I've been traveling the district. But I did take some time out just this last week, and I was traveling by the Lumberman's Monument, and so I had about an hour and a half in between where I had to be, and I stopped at Lumberman's Monument, and I just actually took about an hour and 15 minutes and walked one of the trails, and so I would encourage you to get out there and enjoy the great benefits that we have out there. It's nice sometimes just to, in the whole hecticness of it,
right,
slow down and take it. And that just sort of reminds me, unfortunately, I was unable to attend, but the IOSCO Exploration Trail had their ribbon cutting and kicking off the IET groundbreaking ceremony on Tuesday. So I apologize that I missed the Iron Belt Trail ceremony, but another way to just get out and enjoy the great sure. North that we have.
You bet. Yeah, those are beautiful trails out there. So, yeah, you weren't able to make that, but you've got some other events coming up that you're going to be participating in.
Yeah, well, I also had attended the Knuton Club installation dinner, which was fantastic, and it's always good to see people get dressed up in the black ties for the dinner and see a lot of the business owners and community leaders around the area. So that was always nice. But then we also have coming up the Curry Farm 150th anniversary open house in Tawas on October 7th. So I'm looking forward to that. That's an amazing accomplishment.
Yes.
And so I'm looking forward to attending that as well. And then I also had attended the Huron Shores Farm Bureau annual meeting. And so just getting out and visiting and being in the district and hearing what's going on, whether it's with our farmers, our hunters, our community, it's just always great to enjoy the great Northeast.
No doubt about that, Jim. Well, hey, if they don't catch up with you at one of the events you're going to be at, where can they reach you, my friend?
Yeah, the best way to reach me is at the office at 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036. Or www.senatorjimstomas.com.
All right. 36th District State Senator Jim Stomas. Jim, always a pleasure, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great, Kevin. Have a great day.